What up, homies? It's your boy, Stev, and welcome to The Bracket.
Back in 2020, like most of the world, me and Ash didn't have a lot going on, so we decided to make a list of the 130 greatest movies of all time and pit them against each other, tournament style, to see which ones came out on top. We judged them against each other in five categories: production, writing, acting, originality, and rewatchability. Whichever movie took the most categories moved on. Don't get me wrong, it was rarely unanimous between us, but it was always a lot of fun. Just a heads up, we did record these a few years ago, so if the timeline feels a bit weird, that's why. If you want to check out the list of the 130 movies, I'll put a link to our website in the description below. So without further ado, let's all go back to the land of 2020, where all we did was sit at home, drink excessively, and watch flicks. Enjoy.
Hey, baby. Hey, come here.
Hi.
Hi. You want to get recorded?
No.
Come here. We're talking about Back to the Future.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Oh, that's a good movie. What was?
What was? Doc Hollywood.
Doc Hollywood's better.
What's that?
It's another Michael J. Fox movie.
Oh. Have fun.
It is actually a good movie.
Bye. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Where we're going, we don't need roads. There's actually a really good joke in Knocked Up with Seth Rogen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's like, how could you ever be mad at this motherfucker?
Yeah. And then she's like, I got an idea. Why don't you build a time machine and go back in time and fuck each other? And then Paul Rudd's just like, where we're going, we don't need roads.
And he's like, brrr, you're a funny motherfucker.
anyway, so a lot of people say Steven Spielberg is like one of the greatest fucking directors of all time. It's just one of those things. I feel like there's a particular director who's almost in his shadow. Like, every movie that he directs, I feel like Steven Spielberg has a finger in, and he doesn't get as much credit. His name isn't as recognizable as Steven Spielberg's is, and I think it deserves to be. This gentleman is a director by the name of Robert Zemeckis.
I don't even recognize his name at all.
I'm going to make sure I got that name right, because now that...
Zemeckis.
Yeah.
Z-E-M-E-C-K-I-S-S.
Zemeckis. How do you pronounce that? Okay. This director's name is Robert Zemeckis. Zemeckis? Zemeckis? Doesn't matter. So, Zemeckis, whatever the fuck his name is. Okay.
Zemeckis.
I should know what his name sounds like. I should know how to pronounce that name. Just like you should know that name fucking exists, all right?
So why don't you just Google...
It doesn't fucking matter. Listen. So it's not that important to me. So either way, if we can walk away from this particular episode learning anything, it's that this man made a lot of the greatest movies ever created, two of which are Back to the Future versus Forrest Gump. Ashley, what did you think?
So, this is a very big surprise for everyone listening. I have actually seen Back to the Future. I know, I saw a movie.
Okay.
That was a very long time ago.
Yeah.
My math, probably 8 years ago. And it was funny, because I was explaining this, I think it was to you, and I said, yeah, I remember the movie, yeah, where they're in the Western times, and he like, yeah, his mother. And you were like, that's Back to the Future 2 and 3. Like, no, that's not number one. And I was mashing all of them in one movie.
So it's funny. My brain does the exact same thing. When I think of any of these movies, more the first two, I always mash, because a lot of the first two movies have a lot of similar elements. They both have Biff. They both have, like...
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Obviously, the DeLorean and shit. But, like... 3 is where they lose it for me. I'm not a big fan of Back to the Future Part 3. I feel like the first two are like one continuous movie and it fucking works.
Okay.
The third one, I kind of feel like it's like it's almost like a television series. Like, what's the episode of the week? It's like, oh, this episode of the week, go to Western times. Oh, next week we go to medieval days. You know what I mean?
Fuck
like,
off.
That's what I just feel like it is. It's just, it's like a very, I don't know. Whereas like, the first two feel like a cohesive movie. It's like, I don't know where they
watch them all continuous, and it'll actually
where they go makes sense with the characters. Like,
I think my problem was I watched all three literally back to back, and I wasn't really. I did this unfortunately with Star Wars. I watched the entire series in like 2 days.
Yeah.
And now I don't know, because everyone's like, oh, yeah, the Jedi one, that one's the best. And I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck happens because they're all mashing and it's all a mess.
Yeah.
But I've never seen Forrest Gump.
Oh, really?
So this was my first time. And I know it's one of those Tom Hanks one, an extremely like intense award for this, where he won a back-to-back best actor. And yeah, only one other person has ever done it before him.
Yeah, he won. So he won Philadelphia.
Yeah, in 1993.
And then he won.
And this 1994. The only other one before him was Spencer's Tracy. And it was 1938.
Holy shit.
Captain's Courageous, 1939, Boys Town. That is how intense this award was. So I knew this movie was going to be a good movie.
Yeah.
Especially because for 90s movies, they're not normally 2.5 hours long.
Yeah.
So I knew it was going to be a good movie.
It's pretty good. Here's the thing. It's funny you bring up Tom Hanks and his like awards win. I'm actually thrown off. So first of all, just, I know we talk about it a lot. I'm sorry. We're going to bring it up right off the bat. This is the movie that beat Pulp Fiction out for Best Picture.
Okay? I can see that.
Right? Okay. So it kind of makes sense that Tom Hanks wins Best Actor for both of those movies, actually. He's very good in both Philadelphia and Forrest Gump. They're both very different, and he deserves it. What baffles me is, how didn't Gary Sinise win Best Supporting Actor in this movie? The guy who plays
Lieutenant
Dan, he is so fucking good in this movie.
I didn't really care for him.
Really? Yeah.
Who won Best? Was it in Pulp Fiction?
No. Samuel Jackson was also nominated. They both lost to Bela Lugosi for the movie Ed Wood.
First off, the fact that Samuel Jackson is like a side supporting actor, yeah, that's right? Fucking hilarious.
He's the main character of that
He's
movie.
A main character.
So, John Travolta was nominated for Best Actor.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Wasn't Samuel more popular than... Anyways.
Doesn't matter.
Funny. Whatever.
Again,
okay.
That's why I brought up after that. That's it. That's all we're going to talk about for that. Okay.
But anyways, but yes. Forrest Gump. I've never seen it. Honestly, I didn't hate it.
Yeah, it's good.
I didn't mind it. Back to the Future, I would obviously gear towards, because it's more up my alley. The jokes and the... It's more up my alley.
Yeah.
But I didn't hate Forrest Gump.
I kind
of got thrown off, like... We'll talk about it more, but like where the movie kind of went sometimes was kind of like, oh, they just kind of filled it in this part.
Yeah.
This didn't need to be.
Right? It reminds me a lot of the movie Big Fish. Obviously, it came out first. But I love that movie.
Right?
They both share this, like, this guy that's, he comes from a normal small town, but like does extraordinary things. And it's a lot of extraordinary things. Do you know what I mean? Like, whereas most people would settle just like for being a war hero, but he's like a war hero. Like Forrest Gump is a war hero slash ping pong master slash this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so,
coming from a small town.
Yeah.
Big Fish though was,
was a Tim Burton movie.
Yeah. I thought it was more like a, Forrest Gump, it could actually happen, while Big Fish, isn't it kind of like a...
Yeah, so Big Fish, it's very fantastical.
There we go. But, that's the word.
But I mean... Right. But I mean,
that was a very good comparison. If you've never seen Big Fish, I actually say watch it.
It's an awesome movie.
Love that movie.
It's an awesome Tim Burton movie, too. Because Tim Burton does a lot of like over-the-top movies. And weirdly, even though we literally just said it's a very fantastical movie, it's weirdly subdued. It's a very, he's very subdued. And I think it's some of his best directing.
And it's not like claymation. It's a real movie. Like, it's real people.
Yeah.
And honestly, I actually really enjoyed the movie. But anyways,
that
was a very good comparison. I never thought of that.
But this is what I thought of it while I was watching it literally today, right? Here's the thing. As soon as Tom Hanks he says his first line, I was instantly annoyed. Like, the first word he says, I'm like, oh, man. Like, it hurt my brain a little bit. Like,
is it just by, like, the accent, you mean?
Yeah, it's just like, oh, the accent. I'm like, he's going to do this the whole movie. And then he even narrates. I'm just like, oh. But after the first 15 minutes, I was like, I was over it. It worked for the character. And, like, then there's Back to the Future, which is, like, it's one of the most original movies in the fucking world. And it's actually very funny. The idea for the movie, for like the very first screenplay, It's a very like interestingly like mundane idea, but it's it. So the idea for the movie is the guy who wrote it, it was Bob Gale, was flipping through his dad's yearbook. And he found his dad in the yearbook, and obviously it's like decades earlier, and he says to himself, I wonder if me and my dad would be friends if we were both in high school together.
Oh.
And that's what the movie's about.
I wouldn't be friends with my mom or anything.
I'd probably be friends with my dad, but I mean, me and my dad are very similar. That's why. But maybe we'd be fucking enemies for that.
No, because dad was more of a ladies' man. You weren't really, you were more movies and video games. Sorry to ruin your thought. You're like, maybe my dad wouldn't.
Way cooler than I
was. Maybe my dad wouldn't.
That's the thing, right? But that's what the movie's about, is like when you boil it fucking down after all the time travel shit, it's about a guy trying to become friends with his dad to like get him
with his mom.
Fucking weird. It's such a weird storyline now that I'm thinking about it. See, when you say it out loud, it's fucking weird. But
you know what? I actually didn't mind Back to the Future this time. I honestly don't think there's really anything that I can't stand about it, which is good.
Okay.
There's not like a part of the movie where I'd be like, that was dumb.
Yeah.
Or anything. I think Doc Brown, who is he? Is he an actual actor that I know? Because he did amazing.
Christopher Lloyd, yeah, he's in a lot of shit. I couldn't tell you anything else, but he's in a lot. I want to say he was like, wasn't he Uncle Fester in the Addams Family? I think he was Uncle Fester in the Addams Family.
I barely remember Addams Family. Okay. But okay, because he did phenomenal.
Oh, he's amazing.
And the main character, is he anything?
Michael J. Fox. Oh, fuck yeah. He's Canadian, first of all. He's a great actor. He was in The Frighteners, which is a fucking awesome Peter Jackson movie. Like a pre Lord of the Rings Peter Jackson movie that everybody should watch. It's fucking awesome. But like, he was in Spin City. I believe he was in, is it Family Ties? He was in a show. He was in one of my wife's favorite movies, Doc Hollywood. She brings it up all the time.
Oh Lord.
No, he's good. Actually, he was always the first pick. Like, he was always the person that they wanted. But there was a second where he could not be in the movie because of scheduling conflicts. So they hired somebody else. And they actually filmed about 10% of the movie. And then then Michael J. Fox was free all of a sudden. So they ended up firing the other guy and getting Michael J. Fox.
Imagine how shitty you must feel.
And I'm sorry I'm bringing it up again. I don't mean to fucking, I swear my brain doesn't always go here, but okay. The other actor is the guy who plays Lance in Pulp Fiction, the drug dealer.
I love Lance.
Right? So he was hired and they filmed about 10% of the movie. And there's actually still some shots of him in the movie. Like, I want to say the opening shot when he walks in and he finds the dog food and like his foot kicks the skateboard. Yeah. That's Eric Stoltz. That's not Michael J. Fox. But like,
he's like, is that the girl with all of her shit in her face? And Lance like, that's my wife. I love that movie.
But that's the thing, like, and it's funny though, because I've actually seen that the footage of Eric Stoltz in that role is online. You can find it.
I can't picture him with short hair.
It's fucking weird. It's weird seeing him say the lines that Michael J. Fox should be saying. It's like watching, if you watch The Office with Steve Carell, and then going back and watching The Office, the original British version.
Yeah, the British version. I've never seen it.
It's this. The first episode is pretty much shot for shot. It's the same script, but it's very weird watching somebody else say those lines.
You know what? It's Jim that does it for me. John Krasinski.
Yeah.
The others I can replace, but once you, someone reads John's, that would be it for me.
Here's the thing. The original, like, I don't think his name's Jim, but the original, that character in the original is played by Martin Freeman. Who's a fantastic actor. He's really good. I couldn't tell you what he's in. I thought my head. He's like in The Hobbit and shit, but.
Oh.
So he's really good, but like.
Yeah, I can't picture Lance with short hair because I can't even picture him being young at that time. Like that young.
Yeah, he's pretty young. He looks like he's in high school and it's interesting. I got a question. How the fuck do Marty and Doc know each other?
So I actually looked this up. I'm very happy I did. Apparently, the backstory is Marty got curious and broke into his science lab.
Okay.
And he was like kind of looking around and Doc found him. And just after all the shit, he got a part-time job.
Oh, okay.
That's all I know.
I like it. I think it works for me.
Yeah, but I'm wondering why he would care enough. He doesn't seem like a rascal kind of boy.
Ooh, Michael J. Fox?
Yeah.
He totally seems like a troublemaker, though.
You
like,
think so?
Oh, yeah.
Marty?
I think so. He's hanging off in the back of cars and shit and, like, I don't know, skateboarding
That's
all the
fair.
Time.
I just can't see him being like, oh, I'm going to break in this building. And
he's kind of a hothead, eh? There's a lot of times where he, like, kind of flies off the handle a little bit, eh? A
little bit. But I don't know. But, yeah, I did. I'm very happy I looked that up. Because, yeah, it never said it. It's just the opening was him knowing him.
Yeah.
And then the teacher was like, you're still hanging out with him?
And that's fucking weird. And then all of a sudden he calls him and he's like, hey, I need you to meet me at this mall and bring my video camera. It's 1 a.m. It's like, that's fucking weird, but okay. Like.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole thing
like,
is.
Okay.
Well, the only reason how you knew that they were for sure friends, because he walked in, he's like, hey, Einstein. And yeah. He said hi to his dog.
Yeah, that's true.
When you
No, Einstein's gone at that point. He's like, hey, man, do you have Einstein? He's like, oh, yeah, he's with me.
Oh, well, no, but he knew who
but later
the dog...
On, yeah, later on he knows
But
the
he
dog
knew
is,
who
yeah.
the dog was yeah. in that conversation.
Yeah, definitely.
So he's like, because he kicked the dog bowl. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay, you want to just rank them?
Yeah, I can't really say much.
Yeah, let's do it, yeah.
Especially Forrest. You have to go in spoilers for Forrest.
Yeah, that's true.
So how about you go first? How about
Production?
Production. Keep in mind, Forrest's budget was 55. Back to the Future was 19.
Oh shit!
Big jump.
I'm gonna say Back to the Future for production. I think everything that it did for that movie works. Like the DeLorean's awesome. Everything's iconic. Forrest Gump's great. But
you don't think all the scenes in Forrest Gump and everything?
The Vietnam scene's pretty intense. It's pretty well produced. There's a lot of good shots and stuff. The cinematography's good, but I think the cinematography's good for Back to the Future as well. I think it's fun. I think they're both going for something completely different, though. I think Forrest Gump's a very well-made movie, whereas I think Back to the Future is very fun.
Right.
And very campy sometimes. And, like, I think it works so well. I think Back to the Future's got it for me.
I think so, too.
Cool.
Originality.
I'd be Back to the Future. Oh, you're gonna fight me on this one?
I might.
More original than Forrest Gump. Let's really talk about Back to the Future for a second. He has to go back, and then his mom is hitting on him. So he's
my my favorite thing is from Two and a Half Men, and oh my god, the son.
Jake?
The hell is Jake? How did I forget Jake's name? Jake is sitting on the couch and he goes, what's this movie about? And Alan's like, it's Back to the Future. He goes, what does that mean? And he goes, well, they went in the past. So they have to find where they... No. They have to go back. And every time I think of Back to the Future, I think of that. No. So I'm going to give it to Forrest Gump.
Really?
I will.
Originality.
Yeah.
To Forrest
because
Gump.
I don't think there was anything like that at the time.
I mean.
Okay, let me say something else. Is there a movie from that long ago that put like special needs in the platform?
Oh, that's a good point.
Special needs that you can go far with. Like, you're not just stuck in this one. Like, you can actually succeed and you can do the things you want to do. Look at what you can do.
That's a good point, actually.
And he did, so many fucking things. You're on TV the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, you don't have to change if you don't want to.
You know
to.
What? I'll give it to you. All right.
I'll say originality.
That's fine. That's fine.
Writing.
So they cancel each other out. Writing, I think Back to the Future.
I'll say Back to the Future.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah. And then acting, I give to Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. So they cancel each other out. So
and
it's
then
about,
rewatchability is Back to the
it's
Future.
It's got to be Back to the Future.
It has to be Back to the Future.
So Forrest Gump, I mean, you put him fight, you win Best Picture, you beat Pulp Fiction, one of my faves.
Dude, that was a good movie. And I was actually watching the entire movie. There are times that I like, nah, and I'm on my phone. Like, I actually watched that entire damn movie.
Yeah.
That movie was good.
But Back to the Future wins. Thank you, Ashley, for indulging me with Back to the Future. I thought we were going to scrap this one out. Here's the thing. Forrest Gump's a fucking awesome movie, and it's super well done, super well acted, super well everything, but I don't know. There's something that's just so fucking good about Back to the Future. I'm a big fan of it. But anyway.
I liked it.
Cool.
I mean, Forrest Gump made $683 and Back to the Future made $388.
But
so how, that's a lot of money for Back to the Future. How much earlier
was, when did Back to the Future come out? Was it 80? Like, it was like 82 or something, wasn't it?
You know? I don't know. Give me a second.
Looking up things on the Google machine.
1985.
Oh, okay.
So, almost 10 years.
Yeah.
That's a lot. So, I think it would have made almost the same amount, almost, if it was the same time.
Maybe.
Because we're only talking... No, that's double. That's literally double. Anyways.
So, before we go to spoilers, there was this funny story I read where this producer really didn't like the title Back to the Future. This like guy who was like financing the movie. So he sent this memo out saying that the new title is going to be Spaceman from Pluto. And nobody liked that title. So Steven Spielberg called him.
Stupid.
Steven Spielberg, who was like a producer or whatever he was on Back to the Future, called the guy and was like, "Hey man, that was a hilarious memo you sent out. Great title, Spaceman from Pluto. That's so funny, blah, blah, blah." And the guy got so discouraged that he just never corrected him. the producer was just like, yeah, that was a funny joke.
Well, isn't that the title of like the dad's book? What was the dad's book?
Yeah, Spaceman from Pluto.
So
yeah.
That kind of makes the fact that I knew that, right, I actually watched Back to the Future, thank you. So the fact that like at least he kind of had a right, if he just said that out of nowhere, I would have died laughing. At least it was tied in, kind of, because that's what makes him successful in the end.
Anyway, spoilers.
Eating some ice.
Eating some ass while we're spoiling the movies.
Spoilers.
All right, so I want to be the first person to say that Jenny's a fucking asshole, right? It's really hard to call her an asshole because she's definitely a victim and like that fucking sucks. But she treats him like shit his entire fucking life.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she
Why would you say that?
Because she like comes around and she like gives him hope and then he like gets all excited and then she's like, okay, I'm gonna leave again for a couple of years. And that's all he thinks about is like those times with her. She just...
You know what really sucks is, unfortunately, okay, I didn't go as far as Jenny, but I was the on her end. Uh-huh. So I had this guy I always hung out with, and he really like wanted to date me, and I couldn't because he was just a friend. But we hung out all the time. And it just sucks that like it was in Kitchener, Ontario, and just seeing her in this movie, I'm like, oh, I get it. Did I kiss him? Did I like let him touch me? No. So, yes, yeah. Jenny is an asshole for that reason.
And then, okay, and then also, so what happens to her at the end? It's implied. I'm assuming she gets AIDS? Like, what does she have? That it's a virus that they don't know much about? There's no cure?
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Yeah, and I thought she was totally going to die when she was in the balcony.
Oh, and she was ready about to jump off?
She, like, stood on the... I don't think she was going to step off, though. She was just on the balcony, and she was just, like, staring.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, this is how Ferris... Like,
yeah.
Ferris?
That was weird.
This is how Forrest finds out, like...
Yeah.
But, I guess it was okay if they ended up together at the end.
I think it's cute, but I think at the same time, it's like, all right, well, I'm going to die now. Hey, you want to get married? It's
well, just like, she needed someone to take the child.
Yeah, like...
That's the only reason why they were together. Because she was like, hey, I need someone to take care of the child. Will you do that for me?
Do you think it's his kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I guess...
She tells him it's his. It doesn't necessarily mean it is. I think it is, but...
Because she drove off with random people. Oh, no, she went off a taxi.
Yeah.
So it might have been his.
I don't know.
No,
either way, I'm not a fan.
This is like the new society thinking. Yeah. You need to be all like Mari or something. I have hope it's his.
Yeah, no, I do. I never thought of it until right now. Like, maybe it's not, but I think it's his. But
that's a good question, because, like, if it wasn't, who's going to take care of the baby?
Exactly.
So she needed him.
And she knew he would. Like,
yeah, he would.
But that's the thing. But at the same time, she doesn't even have to tell him it's his. He would have done it anyway.
He would have.
He's such a good guy. Like, she'd just be like, I need to take care of this kid. He'd be like, okay, fucking, I'll do anything for you. Like,
we're always together like peas and carrots.
I know. It's like he says it so many times.
He's so cute.
And she's such a fucking asshole to him. She's just like, I don't know.
I agree with you. I know. She was a little brutal. Because she kept coming around, then leaving.
Yeah.
Coming back and leaving.
And then, like, dudes would try to, like, you know, fucking abuse her and stuff. And he, like, would beat them up. And she'd get so mad at him. And it's like, I get it. You shouldn't fucking beat people up. But, like, after the third fucking time, it's like, maybe you shouldn't be around people abusing you. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just... But again, I don't know, man. She's a victim. It's hard
she's
to say.
A hippie, though.
And that, too. Like, I don't know, man.
It was probably a whole different era back then.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. I don't know. Maybe I don't understand things.
I don't understand. Yeah, I want to say it was super cute they ended up together, but I do agree with you that...
I almost wish he found another girl. And then she finally came around and was like, hey, you want to get married? He's like, no. Like, I found somebody else.
So that was the other question I had was, he did all of these things and he never found anyone?
You know what?
Like, he is now a, like, honor, Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
He is a ping pong champion. He was a football player.
And he's a billionaire.
He's a billionaire, which that was such a funny fucking twist. Because he's like, yeah, I have a share in a fruit company.
Apple.
Apple. And I was like, oh my God, he has a share in Apple. And then in the one part, he's like, he says something so stupid. He's like, I'm a frigillionaire. Bazillionaire.
I think kajillionaire. I think is
kajillionaire.
What he said.
And you're like, oh my God. That's honestly, and that's what broke my heart was, whenever he kept waiting for her to come back, and then he's like, and then she finally did.
Yeah.
And I thought so she happy. Came back for the money.
Oh, me too.
I thought,
and that is
oh.
one thing, you know, one thing I have to give her respect for is she never asked for a dime.
Which yeah, because she left that night.
Yeah.
Because she, like, let him touch or whatever, and then she was like, dude, will you marry me? She said, no. And then she left that night. Yeah. And then she was throwing rocks at her house. And yeah. I thought, oh my God. Before that, though, she was just walking to it. And I'm like, he's going to fucking buy her this house. And he didn't.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that was kind of sweet.
Which
that
I'm happy.
You're that, right. That, like, she never asked for money. You have to really respect that.
That is one thing I do respect. And especially after having his kid and stuff. Like, which, again, fuck you for, like, I guess he was running around the country for 3 years. So it's kind of hard to be like, hey, you have a kid. But, like,
for 3 years, almost 4 years, he ran across the country.
Which is fucking.
So he had no address.
That's true.
What was she going to do? Yeah, she could have followed him on TV, I guess.
But there's also the 90s. It's hard to... It's not like, hey, it's not like I'm tweeting. Hey,
oh, that's
be in Salt Lake
like
City
Facebook
tomorrow.
Status. Yeah. Well, it's like the TV, though, because they're like, oh, he's running on the bridge in a few hours. Yeah. And so I think it was whenever he finally went home, that's whenever she sent the letter, because she...
Yeah, you're probably right.
She knew that he was going to be there.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I know she lived far away and he had to go see her. And that's what the whole ending was.
Yeah.
I guess was him meeting her.
You know, one thing I noticed about while watching this movie, I never realized how many presidents have been shot at.
A lot. I didn't know that either. There was like so many vice presidents.
Yeah. Like, it's like there are so many times. Like, it gets to the point where he's just like, another fucking president got shot at today. Like, she's like, holy shit. Like.
And how many presidents he's met? He met two.
Three? Because he's like, because he won the Medal of Honor, and then he did the ping pong thing.
And the football thing.
Oh, so the football thing was first then. So the ping pong thing was like, so I got to go meet the president again, and it was Richard Nixon.
So then who was it with the butt? That was like a vice president?
John F. Kennedy.
No, it wasn't.
No, that was the P. I got a P.
That's like, yeah, that was that. And he's like, I think he has a P.
Maybe it was Richard Nixon was the butt. Now that I think about
no, it. No, it wasn't. It was just a random, I don't know who he was. I don't think that was a president.
Well,
maybe it was. I don't know the U.S. presidents.
See, it's actually very funny because maybe it was Ronald Reagan, which is, I don't think it was. But it'd be funny because when Marty goes to visit Doc Brown, and he's like, "Who's the president in 1985?" Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, an actor.
Yeah, I bet it is.
That's funny. Yeah, I thought he only met him twice, but I guess he met him twice.
I know, because he says that he had to meet him a third time right, to go to the president. Except the third time there wasn't a good hotel. That was definitely Richard Nixon. He's like, they didn't put us in a good hotel. So he's like, where are you staying? He's like, oh, I'm staying at this place around the corner. He's like, no. We'll put you in a good place. And then he's like staying in a nice place.
Yeah, but it wasn't the butt thing, I'm saying.
No, that wasn't the
butt. The butt was some random guy. I don't know who that was supposed to be portrayed. I don't remember. I know the other two. I don't
remember the second one either, yeah.
But yeah. And
unfortunately, I don't know American.
It just shows you like how easy it was. Like he then was the only shrimper, so then he had a company.
Yeah.
It's just so like.
It's just luck.
By coincidence, he went in on a company.
But maybe that's it. Maybe like the reason why he's so successful is because he's so just determined. He's so like he's when he played football, his thing was, if you give me the ball, I will run as fast as I can and I will never stop. He's just so determined. And like, and then like with the reason why he was so successful in the army was because it's like, you just had to make your bed really nice and say whatever they wanted to hear.
You had to say, yes, lieutenant, whatever.
And like, he was really good at that. And then so like,
he had to do the shrimp thing because of Bubba.
And like, and that's the thing. And there's fucking, there must've been months there where they weren't catching anything, but he's like, no, I'm going to keep doing this. You know what I mean? And it's just, anybody else would have given up. And maybe that's the whole story of Forrest Gump is anybody else would have given up. But he can't stop until it makes him $1 billion.
And I do like that. He named his boat Jenny.
I know, but even that's sad to me. Like it's like this girl doesn't fucking give a shit about you. I don't know. It bums me out because he's such a good guy. Like,
I just don't think there's any other female in his life to even portray
his mom
to even compare. Though, like he has all this love for Jenny because there was never. Yeah. Another girl.
In her, again, giving her credit, because credit where credit's due, she hung out with them in school when nobody else would. So they've been friends because they were both outcasts.
Right.
Right? So maybe that's why it works.
I don't think she was an outcast, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever she's like, you can sit with me. Like,
yeah.
But it was also because
yeah.
her life fucking sucks.
So...
She needed as many people as she could.
Yeah.
To at least bring her some kind of hope. And then she kept saying, like, I don't want to go home yet. Will you please stay with me a little longer? And it's like, well, this is fucking sad.
No, it's super sad. Also, I gotta throw it out there. This movie has a fucking really insane soundtrack. Is it just me? Or like every minute of this movie was like an awesome song.
I think this is also the movie where every song in the soundtrack was American.
Oh, I don't know. Probably.
Yeah, it's just a...
Just a random fun fact.
Just a little... Patriarchy, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's very American, like a very like yay America kind of movie, right?
I didn't listen to the soundtrack really. I don't really remember.
I just noticed that it was like every song I was like, this song must have cost a shitload of money to get. Like,
oh really?
Like Free Bird was on there. There's a couple of Rolling Stones songs, like maybe not Rolling Stones because you said it's all American, so maybe it's AC/DC or something, but anyway, so like,
that's what I kind of read. Yeah. Also, it could be about another movie. I thought it was about Forrest Gump.
Well, anyway.
So, Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. I love this movie. I think it's really good. I love the little things, too. Going back to production. I love when he comes back to the future. The little changes are fantastic. There's a lot of them. Like, the one that sticks out to me... So, when he goes to the mall in the opening scene, it's called Twin Pines. And then when he goes at the end, it's called Lone Pine.
I've heard this before.
Because he knocked down the... There's, like, a lot of, like, little things. Like, also, I love the idea of Libyan terrorists. Like, it's so fucking random. It's like, oh, yeah, I fucked over some Libyan terrorists. And then they're like... The Libyan terrorists have found us. It's so silly. Like,
also, let's kind of stretch out your fact a second ago, because that was such a really fun fact I learned.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you can explain it. Like, so he came back and he hit a tree.
Yeah.
But there was supposed to be two trees, but because he hit one,
it's called Lone Pine.
Now it's called Lone Pine Tree instead of little things like that I wouldn't catch, but I knew that was a fun fact.
Yeah, there's a
lot. I've heard that before.
And there's a lot of, like, that butterfly effect, like, because he did this, it, like...
So that was my new question, was... I the only thing I was frustrated about with Back to the Future was the butterfly effect thing. The parents did not meet by the mother hitting him with the car.
Yeah.
Which means some things about their future are different.
A lot of things. So wouldn't Marty, like, know this? As soon as it happens, wouldn't Marty know this? Because, like, oh, my past is now different.
My whole life is going to be different when I go home.
Yeah.
Because I changed it. Yes, it's like a little minuscule thing.
Yeah.
But it changes shit. So the band on the stage, that is now different.
Yeah, because the guy cut his hand.
You'd never know what that could have done. The baby, what the hell is that guy's name?
Biff?
Biff.
Yeah.
He is now different. Everything. Yeah. And you would think, like, the mother alone might have been different because she literally got sexually harassed. She almost got raped in that car.
That's a good point.
That's fucking... That's a heavy fucking thing.
Yeah.
So maybe that made their love stronger, or it made her more dysfunctional, made her not want the father as much, because now she's all... She just got raped like 15 minutes ago, and she's like, thank you for saving me. Let's go in and make memories and kiss and let's dance. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, he should have known that shit was going to be different.
Yeah.
Little thing, little conversations are that much different.
No,
the
true.
Fact that a boy took her away from George, and then George kind of walked away, gave up, and then came back to fight for her. That could have changed a lot.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Because by that point, I'm like, why did you walk away? No, you don't get, well, you walked away. Why didn't you fight for me? I don't know. I'm just saying. Like, that's the only thing I was a little perturbed about.
No, for sure.
When I watched it.
No. I don't think it's super interesting. I agree. I don't know what else to say.
Like, yeah, it did change in the end, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
But it's like, he should have known. I would have known. And then, unfortunately, I would have had to get back in the DeLorean, go to the future, then go to the past, do it all over again.
How would that work?
Because he can't save his dad.
Yeah.
He has to let his dad get hit by the car. And that's something shitty that has to be done.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
There's an episode of Star Trek that's like this, where it's like the I'm going to say the Millennium Falcon. Oh, boy.
May the Force
U.S. Enterprise.
With.
Fuck, that took a second. The U.S. Enterprise end up going through like a time loop, like accidentally, like a time-like portal. And they find themselves in the past without realizing it. And there's this ship that's being attacked by Klingons, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Klingons. And they end up saving the ship. And they save, like, the crew. But what it turns out is... this ship in, like, their history was destroyed and everybody died. But what that led to was a truce between the U.S. Enterprise and the Klingons. Not the U.S. Enterprise, but, like, the whatever the fuck they're called. Like, the human, you know, and the Klingons. There was a truce built on the fact that this ship was unjustly destroyed.
And so now that's not...
Because there. They saved it. They never form a truce. And it's like one of those things. So how the episode ends is they have to go back in time again and leave that ship there.
That's what I'm
with
thinking.
With the entire crew knowing now that they're going to die.
Oh, that's brutal.
And it's like, but it has to happen. It's just one of those things.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. So
these people are just sitting there like,
it's like, well, that
here
sucks.
We go.
Yeah. But either way, Back to the Future. And actually throw it out there too. His dad's a fucking creep too. Cause he's, like, spying on a girl.
I know. He's a peeping Tom or whatever. This movie is, like, not a peeping Tom. Is that what it's called? Yeah. Peeping Tom. This whole movie is very deep, man. There's a lot of, like, men, like, especially Biff. Just
men
trying to...
suck in this movie. Like,
the way Biff was like, go away, I'll be there in a minute. And his buddies are like, okay. And it's like, you're fucked.
Yeah, like...
That shit still happens. That's
what's crazy to me.
Boggling to me. That one, there are men like that. And two, there are men that follow their men.
Yeah.
Well, I just watched Becky. That's what Bucky is about. Not Becky. Promising Young Woman.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah. Was Bo Burnham?
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, right? It's a good movie.
It's a really good movie.
That's what the whole movie's about. And it's like, there's this nice guy. And then you find out something and you're like, oh my God.
Is that that's the worst moment.
I didn't even catch his voice in the video.
Yeah.
They're like, we're not going to talk more about it. But yeah, I didn't even catch it. And then she said it and I went, oh. But like
that. No.
That's reality.
That's an awesome movie. But anyway, go ahead.
But that's reality.
Yeah.
These nice guys who you might know now might have been different in the past, or they were nice and now they're shit.
Yeah.
And it's sad that like a lot of these movies are around dark things like that that were just normal. One movie was about abortion. What movie was that? That movie was
Dirty Dancing.
Oh my God! Like what? And this was like that's fine.
It wasn't about abortion. It was about like a fucking greasy abortion, like that, like start her
fucking,
up.
Sorry, schmortion. But that shit is like boggling. How at this era it was like, oh okay, oh yeah, he's just raping her. That sucks, poor thing.
Yeah.
Well, right now, that's like, no, you can't put that in a fucking movie. Whoa. But anyways, yeah, back to that. I honestly, I found it more comical than I thought. I thought it was kind of cute, funny.
What?
Back to the Future.
Oh.
Just jokes. I know, I went sideways.
Yeah, sorry. I was like,
I'm
wait,
trying
what?
To get away from the dark.
Yeah. No. And yeah, at least Marty's a good guy. Doc's a good guy, like apparently, like that we see. Something super interesting actually about Back to the Future. So Crispin Glover plays his dad.
Okay.
Apparently, he wanted more money for the sequel to come back in Back to the Future Part 2. They weren't willing to give it to him. So it was the first and only time this has ever happened because he had old age makeup on, and like it's the future, right? So like when it's in the past, that's what he looks like. But when he's in the future, he looks older, right? Okay. So they had to make molds to make his face look older, right? They still had these molds. So what they did was they made facial prosthetics and they put them on a different actor to make it look like Crispin Glover.
No!
Yeah. So obviously, he was pissed about it. He sued everybody. I don't know.
Did he win?
Yeah, he won. Yeah, it settled out of court. But then they made it a rule in the Directors Guild, or either the Directors Guild or the Screen Actors or the Actors Guild, SAG, Screen Actors Guild. Anyway, that you weren't allowed to do that. That like that's
well, yeah. Robert Downey Jr. would have been fake like 10 movies ago.
Right
now he's like the highest paid actor. Not anymore. Apparently, he's at The Rock.
Oh, maybe Rob. I don't know. Maybe Robert Downey.
Come on, he is fucking up there.
Oh yeah, I know.
I can't believe like they tried that. First off,
but he looked exactly like him. If you like look at it, it's like, oh, this guy looks exactly like him. Like
they made $388 million in their first one.
Yeah.
They could have afforded an extra $2 million.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you wanted. I'm just guessing.
I have no idea. But
and because the first movie was so successful, the second movie is obviously going to be more hyped up.
Yeah.
But I know the second movie made so many fucking, like, the shoes was a thing.
Yeah.
The Nike shoes. Now, there's a bunch of them. I don't know what they are. The hoverboard was a thing. It still is, technically.
Yeah. The shoes that tie themselves. But they didn't actually tie themselves in real life, but they like.
Yeah, but no, but it was like you get in them and when your foot is in it, it tucks it and it shrinks or whatever.
Yeah.
So it makes
sense. And then the jacket that like shrinks.
That's what it is. Size. That goes to your arm length.
Like jacket.
There was a bunch of stuff they made for this movie. So really, they knew.
That's the second one.
I know, but they knew it was going to be successful is my point.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like you already knew it was going to be that successful. Phony up.
Yeah.
Now it costed you more money trying to go to the back road, trying to be fucking skeezy.
It's true.
Keep going.
It's true.
How much money did it cost them, do you think, honestly, in court? How much?
Oh, I know for a fact it cost them, it was like $780,000 or something. In the end. It cost less than $1 million.
Oh, but
But I think that's what he was asking for.
Maybe so they lucked out because they probably wanted to pay him an extra million.
Yeah.
Maybe they did luck out. That one fucking time, they lucked out.
Yeah, I don't really have much else to say about Back to the Future, to be honest with you, but or Forrest Gump for that matter, but I really enjoy both of these movies. Yeah, Forrest Gump's a fucking awesome movie, and it just definitely deserves to be on this list. I'm really happy it was.
I actually thought it was a little treat to finally watch it.
Yeah.
Because I know, like,
Life is like a box of chocolates. Yeah.
I love all the lines.
The rotating, like, group of people that are on the bench. I love how none of them believe him. And, like, the one guy's like, oh, yeah, I'm sitting next to a billionaire. And then he's like, you want to see a picture of Lieutenant Dan? And he shows her, like, the magazine, and it's Forbes magazine. It's like stuff like that.
And it's really sad that he's, like, wearing the shoes still, the same shoes.
Right. It's because she gave them to him. Oh, man. Like, he's on her hook. Like,
I know. It's super sad.
But anyway, going back to literally one of the first things we said, Gary Sinise is so fucking good in this movie. I think he's great.
The lieutenant, yeah.
He's, like, I don't know. Like, when you meet him later, and he's, like, it's like the New Year's Eve party, and Forrest Gump's like staying with him for the holidays. Like, I fucking feel his pain. Like, he's so sad. Eh? Like, he's so like he remembers the person he used to be, and then by the end of the movie, he gets back to that, and it's so like sweet.
Well, that was the first time you really see him connecting, because she's like, "What are you? Whatever, slow? Are you stupid or something?"
Yeah, and he's like, "Don't call him stupid."
That was the first time you really, like, oh, he actually cares about him.
Yeah, because you don't think he does. Like, it.
He doesn't.
No. But then, and then there's that moment where, like, he goes to church with him all the time, even though he doesn't say anything. And then
he just drinks out of his flask.
Yeah, and then there's that moment where he, like, jumps off the boat.
Yeah, and he's swimming.
And I thought he was fucking drowning himself. I was like, holy fuck. And then it shows him, like, swimming. I'm like, okay, that's awesome. And then there's, like, that line where it's, like, he never said it, but, like, I think this is where he, like, forgave God or whatever. Like, and I'm like, oh, and that's the last thing we see him before you see him at the very end. So it's like.
Yeah, because the only reason how I knew he wasn't going to drown was whenever you see him in the wheelchair, and Forrest is like, because he can't use his legs, he's been working out on his arms.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So I knew that he wasn't going to drown. But actually, honestly, what I thought was he was going to swim backwards. And not stop.
Okay.
Because it was the line he said, because he's like, I never said thank you for saving my life. And then he jumped off the boat.
Yeah.
And I thought he was just going to keep going backwards and backwards until he drowns.
Yeah.
That's honestly what I thought that scene was. And I was like, oh my God, Forrest is just watching this guy swim away and just swimming into nothing.
Yeah.
The ocean. Like, where are you going to go?
And that is a nice moment too, when he like.
He never actually said it, but I know.
Technically, yeah.
He never said it, but that's what Forrest says. He never actually says it, but I know.
Yeah.
What he was thinking, you know, it's super sad. And then he got legs at the end, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, magic legs.
And he actually looks
normal. He looks exactly like he did.
Yeah, he like stopped drinking, like, I guess, and all that. He had a pretty girl.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he deserved an Oscar. It's such a bummer to me that like. That he didn't win it. I don't know. He's so good in the movie to me. Like, he's the fucking. In my opinion, he's like the standout for me. Like, he's really good.
I didn't really care for him that much.
I liked Bubba too. I was really bummed. And I knew, because I've seen the movie before, like, watching it this afternoon, that scene when he goes back for Bubba, I'm like, oh, here it comes.
I loved that he was, like, telling him the ways to make shrimp. And he's just. But days and days and days.
And I love it because I almost feel like it wasn't in the script. He just said it. Just like, he's like, lemon shrimp.
Yeah.
Coconut shrimp.
And
that's it.
And then he like looks at him and just
and he goes back ahead.
Yeah. And, like, and that's it. You're like, okay, cool.
Either way. Cool. I think that's it. You?
That's it. Back to the Future carries on. And Forrest Gump, sorry to see you go, but. Honestly,
awesome movie.
I'm not angry that you're on this list. So there's a lot of them I am. And this is not one of them. So that's good. Yeah, the movie was great. So sorry, but you're right. Back to the Future, a little more pizzazz.
It's just, there's something
it's more
about
rewatchability.
Yeah, there's something very lightning in a bottle for me. It's something very like,
right.
I don't know how this works so well, but it just does. All the actors are perfect.
Right.
The story is just so fun. It's just a good movie.
I agree with that. Yeah, everything just is the perfect recipe for a perfect movie.
Yeah.
So we'll give it to Back to the Future, and that's it for today.
Actually, you know what? Real quick. I got one more thing, actually, real quick. There's this comedian named Chris Hardwick. He's pretty funny. He has this joke where he's like, so Doc shows up at the end of the movie and he's like, Marty, we gotta go. And fucking Michael J. Fox is with his girl and he's like, oh, what are you talking about? Like, you just got back. And he's like, no, Marty, we gotta go to the future right now. And he's like, why? He's like, it's your kids, Marty. And the comedian's like, why? We have a fucking time machine. Why do we have to do this right fucking now? He's like, I got fucking cosmic blue balls going on, man. I just want to go away for the weekend with my girl.
I love that. That's a good point.
It's like, we could do this fucking 10 years from now. It doesn't fucking matter. Like,
that's a good point. You could wait the day before. Yeah,
like, literally, this does not matter. So...
how funny. True. I never thought of that. He was in a rush. And then he puts the girl in the car.
Yeah. Who, like, and that's the joke, too. He's like, I want to fuck my girlfriend one last time before she miraculously changes to somebody else.
That's funny.
But anyway. All right. We're out.
Bye, 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 bye. Bye.